Well, I was just proud of the effort of our team. I think they gave great effort today, played extremely hard, tried to execute the game plan every play we were out there. We didn't always do it, but huge majority of the time we played extremely well. We were going to the ball on defense, made a bunch of plays. Thought we played aggressively on defense, and then offense we were efficient enough to get points on the board when we got some good field position and made it stand up.
You told me yesterday you wanted to be there in the fourth quarter. I guess that's mission accomplished.
Well, we were there in the fourth quarter. Yeah, we were getting pretty tired, no doubt about it. But our guys sucked it up and gave a great effort. You know, especially on the last drive, got a four and out and got the ball back for us, and we were able to win the game.
Is this the best you've seen play since you've been there?
Well,
both sides of the ball.
Well, both sides of the ball under the circumstances against a quality opponent. It's one of the top ones, yes.
Is this the kind of win you need, Bobby, to get it over the hump? You've been so close last
time. Well, I don't believe in that hump, to tell you the truth. We won some big games on the road. We beat Georgia last year, beat Arkansas and Tennessee the year before that. It doesn't guarantee you. You got to come out and play every week. You know, that hump comes right back. And, they got a hump. Everybody's got a hump. You got to go out there and fight every week to have a chance to win. And, you know, I think this is a good example. You know, we come in here and win a game at their place. You know, the hump's everywhere.
Bobby, how do you feel to do this in your hometown?
Oh, wonderful. I got a lot of family and friends here, and I won't be able to stay and celebrate with them, but they'll be happy tonight.
Is that Coach Sheridan?
Coach Sheridan.
Down
my,
here when you were
it was. Down. Coach Dick Sheridan was here, and they even had three of my Eau Claire coaches who coached me in at Eau Claire.
Was here.
I'm sorry.
Talk about DJ's play today, just another great game.
Well, DJ is a football player. That's all I can say about him. He finds a way to get around the football. He's just a natural. He's got great ball skills. He can catch. He can run. He can defend. And he's a top-notch player. Glad to have him.
Do you think it was important for him to have a good game here today, hometown for him?
If we wanted to win, yeah. He gets things started for us. He returns kickoffs. He got the big interception. And we got him on offense now. And like I said, glad to have him on our team.
What was your game plan today, Bob? You said you executed the game plan. You shut down the receivers.
Well, we were aggressive. We were bringing probably five people at least, you know, almost 70% of the time today, at least five. So, try not to give their quarterbacks a chance to sit back there and read. And sometimes they pick this up, and that's when they're good. They pick you up, and they make you pay for it. But other times we forced them. You know, I don't know how many sacks we got, but we got quite a few, I think. And it's better than having them sit back there and just pick you to death.
Two turnovers early. Two scores early.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, I think did a good job of coming out and playing fast, setting the tone, and just kept it going. Yeah, got us off to a good start.
Excuse me.
Well, we had turnovers and we had a good kick, I think, down to the one, and maybe a couple down there, I think. And it's hard. Everybody accused us of getting conservative last week. You know, in the second half, but field position is tough to overcome. And we had good field position, and it was tough for them to overcome it in the first half.
Talk about McKenzie and the boys that he played
with. Well, you know, McKenzie's a competitor. He's a winner. You know, he won a state championship when he was in high school. He's a track athlete, won two state championships in track. He likes to compete. And, we feel good about our quarterback situation. You know, if he goes in there and plays hard, and we still got some others to put in if he gets hurt or gets tired or whatever. So, you know, I was very proud of him. He would hang in there in that pocket and deliver some good balls, and we had some good passing game stuff going on in the first half, too.
I know the defense had a lot to do with this, but was there a feeling that Carolina's offense was a little flat today?
No, I didn't think about that, no. No, I just went from play to play. And Bruce Fowler did a fantastic job with our defensive game plan and did a great job calling the game, and he was had it under control the whole time. So, you know, Bruce Fowler deserved credit on that one and the rest of the defensive staff.
Probably a loss like last week might have deflated a lot of teams, but it seemed like, I mean, was it easy for these guys to kind of flush that?
I think it got us a little angry, yeah. You know, and got us where we, you know, wanted to prove that, you know, we can win those kind of games when it gets close. I'm sure everybody's thinking that we'd fold in the second half here, but we didn't. We came back and played great. Probably might have played better in the second half. I don't know. So, you know, it's you know, our guys want to win, and that's a misconception about Vanderbilt. You know, they work hard. They do everything they possibly can to try to win, and you know, they were devastated last week, but they came out fighting, came back fighting.
Coach, I'm not sure if you could see the pitch since it was on the outside of the field, but what was your thought about it?
It was close. I mean, I couldn't tell, but I'm sure they got it right.
Good to look at it coming in. This has been the kind of game you want to get into with them, with defense and field position, you know, kind of a low score.
Well, I didn't want their offense to get rolling, and, you know, we did a pretty good job. We got some turnovers and just kept them off balance a little bit, I think. And again, field position was definitely in our favor in the first half. It was, you know, we had them back inside the five, I think, about three times. I can't remember.
You talk about the season, about how Thomas Turvey, this particular college football season, and most of the kids to get into that. Does this go down as an upset amongst the lines?
Well, I'm sure everybody thinks it's an upset, but, you know, we came down here planning to win, and, you know, if we didn't, we weren't going to win. You know, if we didn't believe we could win, we certainly weren't going to get it done. So, you know, we came down here with the purpose of winning a football game and knew it was going to be tough, and it was tough. With some great hitting going on, and our guys were spent. You know, they're tired.
One more question, wouldn't mind. Coach, do you think you found something with the option?
We've had option since we were just little boys. Little boys coaching. So we've always had it. But, you know, it makes defense coordinators have to prepare a little bit differently and, you know, gives them another thing to take up practice time with. And it's certainly a good weapon.
One more, anybody?
Coach, one thing about McKinley, just didn't have any receptions all at none at halftime. Was DJ on him basically man-to-man?
No, not really. Not really. In fact, Dahlon Speed hurt his shoulder, and DJ had to go in at the nickel when they had their wide receiver packages in there. So he was, you know, playing nickel. They did a good job one time, got McKinley isolated on a linebacker for us, and, you know, we tried to avoid that, but they did a good job of setting up the play.
Maurice, one more. Coach, what would you have thought of your chances to come down here and win with Earl
and
get
into
balls?
Well, you know, our goal is not to get Earl the ball unless it means it's going to help our team. And, you know, Earl's in with that. And Earl is one of the happiest guys in that room in there because we won. And that's the kind of guy Earl is. He doesn't care about the record. He just cares we win.